It's the 28th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Three men who attempted to murder a rival gang member in Luton will spend time behind bars. In April of last year, shots were fired at a car in Woolands Bank Drive while pedestrians and other vehicles were in the vicinity. Samuel Martin and Kennedal Zamina, both 18 years old, along with Lewis Gatehouse, 20, were implicated fleeing the scene on pushbikes. Following a search by the Beds Police Bosun team, which investigates gang-related activity, Martin Bizamana and Gatehouse were taken into custody on grievous body harm and weapon charges. Mr. Martin has been sentenced to 4 years in jail, Mr. Bizamana will receive 11 years and 1 month, and Mr. Gatehouse will serve 17 years and 8 months. Bedford Borough Council is asking dog owners to be aware of birds which nest on the ground like swans along Bedford's embankment. The warning comes after a dog attacked a nesting swan in Mill Meadows. The bird required extensive treatment but has since been returned to its nesting area. Low-cost airline Ryanair will soon take delivery of 3 fuel-efficient Boeing 737 aircraft expected to reduce carbon emissions at London Luton Airport by 16%. Jonathan Ryan, London Luton Air's chief commercial officer, said, "We are working closely with our airlines to reduce their emissions, and Ryan's investment underlines its commitment to working sustainably with LLA. Scout leader Nikki Taylor from Flitwick has been named as a coronation champion and is invited to attend the coronation concert at Windsor Castle on the 17th of May. The 45-year-old volunteer said, "I work with other amazing adults who work tirelessly." That's all for this week. Have a great bank holiday. I'll be back on Tuesday with your Bedford News updates.